Back to KODY phone lines now as we have Mike Shearer, North Platte National Weather Service meteorologist, joining us now. Mike, we appreciate the time. Good to talk to you again.
Not a problem. Glad to be here.
Good morning, sir.
Now, Mike, let's talk a little bit about last week's temperatures, but before we do so, let's talk about this smoke and this haze that is in the air. A lot of people wondering, where's the fire at? I think a lot of people are thinking it's just down the road or maybe in a town over, and that's not the case, and it's relevant, too, because that smoke returns today.
It's pretty close. It's in Alberta.
Yeah, the other day, you could actually go outside and smell the smoke, so folks were pretty convinced there was a fire nearby, but... Yeah, just the way the pattern has set up, these are fires that are well up into Western Canada, up in Alberta, and they've been burning there for a good while, and the smoke has finally matriculated down to the high plains here, and just the stagnant weather pattern that we have is just lingering over the area for several days now, and it's given us some pretty nice sunrises and sunsets, but it's not doing wonders for air quality. So even though we don't have a lot of smoke here at the surface, we're definitely advising people, and if you're sensitive in any way to respiratory ailments or have a condition like that, you know, probably best to stay indoors.
And is that just for individuals that may have some sort of an ailment related to the respiratory system, or is that encouraged for almost anybody if they can avoid it to avoid it?
Yeah, that would definitely be encouraged for pretty much anyone. Even if you're in good shape, if you're thinking about going for a run or doing some kind of outside physical exertion, probably not the best time to do it. Yeah, we're going to gradually be shifting out of this pattern, and hopefully the smoke will be going somewhere else. So for the time being, best to limit your outdoor activities, and if you can do it inside, stay inside.
Okay.
Now, I had read, Mike, that most of the fires, they think, were caused by lightning. Is that the same thing you're hearing?
Yeah, you know, it is interesting. A lot of wildfires do get their start from human causes, but the part of Canada we're talking about, there's just not a lot of people up there. And it's kind of a double-edged sword because it's been dry and they need the rain, but a lot of times the rain comes with thunderstorms. And if you don't get enough rain, or if the lightning happens to strike outside of where the rain is falling, it can definitely ignite some wildfires. And unfortunately, that's a situation that we find ourselves with down here from time to time, and
yes,
that's what's happening up there as well.
So, Mike, let's talk a little bit about the future for the smoke. You mentioned that there's a chance that it's going to be out in the near future, at least of the region that we're talking about. What's the near future? What qualifies the near future in that conversation?
Yeah, basically, you know, through the weekend, on the one hand, it's unfortunate we're going to be getting into a more active pattern with a chance for showers and thunderstorms. But on the other hand, that will gradually start mixing the atmosphere and helping to wash some of those pollutants out.
And chances for some severe activity, as much as today it looks like, for the 7-day outlook for you and your colleagues in the North Platte National Weather Service.
Yeah, it was a fairly quiet weekend. We saw a few storms yesterday, probably going to see a few storms again today. Don't really have the right setup for severe weather, and tomorrow actually looks like we'll probably get by dry. But as we go from Wednesday onward, especially through the holiday weekend, we're going to be seeing things start to ramp up, greater coverage for showers and thunderstorms. And it's a little uncertain at the time what the severe threat is, if there is any at all, but it does look like there's a pretty good signal here for some heavy downpours. You know, we don't like to see that on a holiday weekend, but we still desperately need the rain.
Yeah, things are looking pretty green still, so that's nice to see, but it's a little bit deceiving in terms of we are a long ways away from the drought being at least relieved, not to mention out of the drought itself.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot of moisture for the plants to green up, so they definitely appreciate the short-term relief. But, you know, the groundwater, you know, a lot of the wells and water resources and things like that, it's still running well behind because this was a prolonged drought that we were in. It was very severe, and we are starting to make a dent in it. The latest drought monitor came out, and it did bump us to a better category. So we went from extreme to severe. So it's still with us, and we're still dealing with the effects. So every drop of rain we get really will help make the situation better.
So, Mike, you mentioned that there's some chances for some moisture and maybe some severe activity throughout this week and into the holiday weekend. What can we expect temperature-wise during that time period?
Yeah, I guess that's one thing about this this pattern. At least it's not too cool. You know, we're seeing temperatures running generally at or slightly above normal, and that's the way it's looking right through the weekend. So we're going to be dealing with you know, highs generally in the 70s to around 80 degrees, and the lows will be pretty mild as well. We're looking at low temperatures probably remaining in the 50s.
Mike, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, we just want to have everyone be prepared for the upcoming showers and thunderstorms this holiday weekend, and keep an eye on the weather and stay safe.
Mike, we appreciate the time as always and all the great work that you and your colleagues do at the North Platte National Weather Service office.
Thank you much. Pleasure to be here.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.